Well, let me give you a very warm welcome back again tonight. Most of you were here this morning. There may be some here for the first time tonight. So thanks for coming. So boys and girls, you can see how popular you were this morning. All these people are back to hear you again. All right. And we're all going to stand and sing a hymn that's going to come up onto the screen. Come now is the time to worship. Come now is the time to give your heart. Let's just have an opening word of prayer. Lord, we thank you indeed for another opportunity to come into your presence to worship you. And O God, we just pray that these words will have been impressed upon our hearts, that we are here, we are in this life, we have an existence. What is it all about? And we pray that we will realize that we have been made by God, we have been created in the image of God, and we have just sung, one day every tongue will confess, one day every knee shall bow to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is one day, and everyone will do that has ever lived in the day of judgment, but it's better to do that now than wait until then, to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, to acknowledge him as Lord of our hearts. And so do bless us again tonight as we listen to the children sing your praises, play their instruments, and as we listen to your word spoken. And may the adults here not just think that these things are just for children. Lord, they're for all ages, the things of God. We know that when Jesus came into the world, the angels did not appear to children. The wise men didn't seek out any child. They sought out King Herod to see where the child Christ would be born. Herod turned round and killed the children. And so these things are for adults as well as children. And so we do bless the message to your hearts tonight. Now is the time to worship. Indeed, your word tells us now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. So bless us tonight, we ask it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now some of the boys and girls have already sung this morning, and some of them are going to repeat what they have done. The junior Sunday school is going to come now. And Bethany opened up this morning with Welcome to the Family, joined by Jessica, Zoe and Chloe playing some instruments. And then they're going to sing I'm Going to Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Now, Georgia hasn't finished singing yet. She's going to sing "I Have a Precious Book." Georgia, and thank you to all the boys and girls who have taken part today. It's a brave thing to be asked, will you sing a piece or will you read something? It's not easy. And thanks to all the folk here too that have spent this past number of Wednesday nights, four or five Wednesday nights, in getting the children ready for today. We're glad to have as our speaker the Reverend Nigel Kissick, good friend and colleague of mine from Donaghy Congregational Church. And those of you who weren't here this morning, we're halfway through building a Volkswagen Beetle. We should get it finished tonight, and we had some good lessons from that, so we look forward to part two tonight, Nigel. We're all going to sing a hymn at this point, and then the senior Sunday school, they haven't taken part yet, so the older boys and girls, and they're going to sing "Majesty" and "The Splendor of the King," and then Rodney will give the announcements. So let's sing, first of all, "Jesus is the name we honor."
Oh, Well, on behalf of Sunday School, let me bid you all welcome again this evening. Whether you're here a second time or a first time, it's great to see you along and to encourage and support the Sunday School and the boys and girls. And we welcome back again Reverend Kissick, to Nigel, to his wife too, who's with us today. Look forward to him continuing his talk this evening. And I want just to repeat very quickly, without going into all the details and names again this evening, but nonetheless, very genuinely again, to say a big and sincere word of thanks to all who have helped to work with the young people, prepare them for today, work out the programs for today, provide the music and support on the day, technicians at the back or musicians at the front. I say a really sincere thank you to you all. It's been a wonderful program of music and praise. I've thoroughly enjoyed it myself. Trust you have too this morning and again this evening. And in advance to all who will help this incoming week with our special events, whether through supervising, being there to support, catering, or whatever the case might be, a very sincere word of thanks. We couldn't do it without many, many people all being willing to play their part, not just today, not just this week, but regularly year on year on year to support us and work with us as a group. And we're doing it all for the Lord, and we're doing it all for the good of the young people. And we're very proud of them and pleased with them at how they've done today. So join with me in again showing our appreciation with a big round of applause. Well done, young people. And that includes the older ones, who did all turn up tonight and all came to the front to sing there. And I know that some of them aren't exactly comfortable when they're doing that sort of thing, but it was good to have them along and participating in that way tonight. And can I say, if you want to have a copy of the service this morning or this evening on CD or DVD, then you can get that by speaking to William or to Darren, and they'd be happy to supply that to you as a keepsake if you wish for the future, and there's no charge. Quickly moving on, God willing, to our special events this incoming week. First of all, tomorrow night, Monday night, up in the People's Park, we're having our usual Monday evening family fun and barbecue. We do that every year, but this year it happens to coincide with the Jubilee holiday. It's great that so many of us, if not all of us, will be off tomorrow and can enjoy a day's holiday and then come to the park for our event together in the evening. And we're meeting up there on the Drury Road side of the People's Park from 6:30 onwards. And as well as having the regular fun and games that we can enjoy there with the facilities of the park, this year we'll also be having some football going on for the older ones, and the Coaching for Christ lads will be along there to help organise that. And we've also arranged for a bouncy castle and an inflatable slide to be available for the young people and maybe the not so young to enjoy as well. And there'll be some face painting, I'm told, too, tomorrow evening. And again, I think that applies to anybody who wants their face painted, no matter what age you are, but you can have that done tomorrow evening too. So there will be fun and games and fellowship and friendship to enjoy, and along with the cake as usual, there'll be the juice and the crisps and the sweeties and the burgers and sausages. So come and enjoy an evening together in the park tomorrow evening from about 6:30, 7 o'clock onwards through to 8:30, 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. And then two further special events in the course of the week for the boys and girls. On Wednesday night for the juniors, and that's the youngest up to and including the age of 11, up to the end of primary school, you're invited out to Fun Factory out in the Pennybridge Estate. You're invited out there on Wednesday night from 6 o'clock, and you'll have your playtime followed by your food, young people. That's provided free of charge. And then on Thursday night, it's the same venue for the older ones, secondary school age, 12 years and upwards. Thursday night at 6 o'clock, out to Fun Factory for your activities, and then you'll be coming back to the church hall here for your supper. Younger ones, on Wednesday night, you get your food and your play, both out at Fun Factory. Again, free of charge to all age groups in the course of the week. A treat for you, young people. And as you leave tonight, do get a treat as well, and that includes all the young children who might be sitting about in the congregation as well as here at the front. Now, next Saturday is our church trip annually to Bangor. The buses leave the church here at 10:30 in the morning. We go over via Newton Ards Church first to have some refreshments, and then on over into Bangor for the afternoon. We're back again for about 6 o'clock at night. The charge is £5 per person, but for your £5, you get your trip to and from Bangor on the bus, and you get your refreshments, your sandwiches and pastry and juice and crisps and tea and coffee, all provided as part of your £5. So it's well worth it for the day, and we always have a very enjoyable enjoyable trip. If you're going, would you please get your name on the sheet in the vestibule table there, on the porch table as you come in or as you go out tonight. Please sign up if you're going. Put beside your name the number of folks who are coming with you. We need to know that. Not so much for the buses, because we have two buses booked, which is usually more than enough space, but especially for the catering, we need to know if you're coming. So please sign up tonight if you haven't yet done so. That would take us through to next Sunday. There is Sunday school at 10:15. It'll be our last closing Sunday school of the year. We always have one to round up after our special week's event. So I look forward to seeing all the boys and girls along at Sunday school for a final time this session next Lord's Day. And then the services follow on at their usual times of 11:30 and 6:30, conducted by the minister, and the communion service to follow the evening service. That's all our announcements for this moment, and we're going to have the group playing as some of the senior boys in the Bible class again come amongst you to receive your offering. Thank you.
Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we just thank you for the land in which we live in. We thank you for our liberty in coming to worship. We know that there are countries who do not have what we have. There are countries that are never out of the news, where violence and all kinds of troubles are concerned. And we thank you that this world is terminally ill. But we thank you that the gospel of Christ, the good news of Jesus, is the cure. And yet so many reject the cure. But Christ is the answer to our every need. And do bless the gospel that has gone forth today around the world. So bless us now today, Lord. And thank you once again for this time spent in your house for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, the junior Sunday school is going to sing two pieces. He's got the whole world in his hands. Then a piece that, or a hymn that was sung this morning, they're going to sing Love as a Flag. But we as a congregation will join them, and the words will be on the screen. But first of all, he's got the whole world in his hands. Now, well done again, boys and girls. Now, we're going to stand and sing another hymn, and then Nigel will come and continue building the beetle. All right. I want to walk with Jesus Christ all the days I live of this life on earth.
Well, children, how are yous all? Had yous a good dinner today? Put up your hand if you had a good dinner. And I had a great dinner altogether. In fact, I think I've eaten far too much. Did you ever eat far too much? Did you?
No.
You didn't? Well, sometimes I do. I eat far too much and I need to learn, but I never seem to learn. And my wife keeps telling me, but I never seem to listen. Well, I'm going to have to be sore on the men tonight because some of you women thought I was being very sore on you this morning. And did I put up your hands, ladies, if you thought I was too sore on you this morning? Will I tell you something? I haven't even got started yet. Telling you, you can't be sore enough on the women. Sure you can't, men. Isn't that right? Treat them like a garden and give them a good digging. But anyway, it's nice to see you and you're very, very welcome. And if you're here back tonight, maybe you were out this morning. It's lovely to see you. If you weren't out tonight, I'm going to try and just do a very, very quick little recap for your benefit, and hopefully that you'll be able to catch up. But boys and girls, we were looking together at this Volkswagen Beetle. I have two. One is a 1974, and the other, the last one I bought, was a 1964. And the picture, this is really a finished product. This is somebody who spent literally thousands and thousands of pounds money that I could never spend or would never spend, but this is what somebody has spent, thousands of pounds in restoring this car. She's a low rider, but that, if you want to know what that is afterwards, you come and speak to me and I'll inform you, but you woman will not know what that means. But I have to say it because you wouldn't know anyway, so sorry ladies, I'm just going to be truthfully honest. But then some men wouldn't know that either, so it's not really going to matter. But anyway, but in case you think that that might be mine, this is the way. Do you remember I showed you this morning? This was how I found the one I bought in Yorkshire about 6 years ago now. And I walked into the drive and my brother-in-law very kindly said, this man, sadly, who'd owned this car had taken arthritis and he's unable to work below the knees, so he couldn't bend anymore. So he had a spent to get rid of it. So I was mad enough to drive the whole way to Yorkshire and pick this beetle up and end up it landed back in my yard. And that's my brother-in-law there from Yorkshire on the right. And that's my nephew sitting inside on the petrol tank. And this is the way we brought her home. And that's the way. Well, she doesn't sit like that now because she's a wee bit different because we've tried to make a wee bit of a start on her. And we told you this morning, what was the first part of the car we brought this morning? Who can remember what was the first part we brought? Yes, young man. That's exactly right. Let me see if we can get it out here. And hopefully I'll not do your carpet any damage tonight. Tell me, did anybody come up and look at the hole? Well, tell the truth now. Tell the truth. Don't be hanging your head in shame. Well, there's no hole there. Thank the Lord for a good look at it. But you remember, we brought the door to you this morning and we taught you a very, very important lesson. And it teaches us, most of all, that Jesus is the door to where, children? Yes, young lady. Heaven. And if we want to get to heaven, we must come through him who said he was the door. But this door also speaks to us about our own hearts and our own lives. Because every single one of us, as it were, there's a like a door in our hearts, and that door has only got one handle, and the handle is not on the outside, but the handle is on the inside. And if we ever want to have Jesus in our lives, we must ask him personally to be our Savior. We must invite him in, and we must open the door. Now, tell me, children, do you think can we get to heaven if we come to church? Is that enough? Put up your hand and give me an answer. Yes, young lady, it's not. Tell me this. Do you see the way the young boys were picking up the offering night? Do you think if we put plenty of money on the offering plate every Sunday, would that get us to heaven? Any guesses? Yes, young man, it wouldn't. Tell me this. If you tried your best to help all the old people across the road, would that get you to heaven? Yes, young lady, it wouldn't. So how do we get to heaven? Yes, young lady. That's exactly right. Asking the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. Now I wonder, boys and girls, this is very important. I wonder, have you ever done that? Because that's the most important choice that you'll ever make. And you can do that just even where you sit now, if you really mean it. You can ask the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, will you forgive me for my sins and will you come and be my Savior? And you see, if you do that, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wonder, mums and dads, have you ever done that? Maybe you come to church and you think that coming to church is enough. It's not enough. Even the children can understand that. And you folks have a lot longer a span of life and a lot more knowledge than they have. And don't think that by giving your offerings or by doing good, any of these things, it's only through Jesus who's the door. Who can remember the second part? Yes, young lady. Yes? Can you remember? You can. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yes, young lady. What's the second part? The headlamp. That's exactly right. Very quickly, because I'm going to run out of time. And these boys have sort of, well, they didn't curtail me, but they told me. Do you remember how we said Jesus is the light of the world? But the most important thing, it's only this thing is only the reflector. Because the most important part is the bit inside. And the most important part is whenever we have Jesus is the bulb, because he reflects his beauty through us. And whenever we ask him to be our Savior, he comes to live in our hearts so that we might reflect him in all that we do. Now, who can remember the third bit? Yes, young man. The taillight, that's right. I don't get back up here. You'd think we'd need a day to join the gym. But anyway, here's the taillight. And it reminds us, the most, as well, that we're going to all have to make choices in life. We put an indicator. Whenever did you any of you watch your mummy or your daddy? Did you watch your mummy or your daddy as they drove out this morning? And did they use the indicator? Did you notice that? Did you notice that? I would say you did, because mummies usually always do. Don't you, ladies? Oh, you do, surely. Aye. Well, I'm trying to be positive now, ladies. My wife has told me I've got to be positive. So I'm trying to be positive. So remember that we've all got, when we put on the indicator, we're showing what way we're going. We're making our choice. And that's very important. Now, what else have I brought with me tonight? Well, it's not a part that you can screw onto the car, but it's the most crucial part of the vehicle. Any guesses what you think it might be? Now, you can screw it onto the car, and you don't put it onto the bonnet. Yes, your man. No. You see, you're jumping. Now, that's on the inside. Yes, your man. No, you see, you're just jumping the gun because you think you know it all involving me, and you don't, you see. And I've got you now. Yes, young lady.
The wheels?
No, it's not the wheels. Any of you mums and dads, some of you boys should know. Which bit you think it might be? Any guesses now? Oh, no. No. Before you get the key, you'll get this. Any other guesses? No, not the steering wheel either. Any other guesses? Not the pedal either, because you put that under the car. What's that thing? A textbook. And you see, with every that thing, then that means the car is yours. Isn't that right? It's yours, because once you buy it, whenever you pay your money, the man will hand you this thing over. You don't get one of these today, boys and girls, because you get a modern equivalent, and it's just like a bit of paper. But what this does, you folds it out, and it tells you inside, whenever I bought this car, this is, it says on it here, a Volkswagen Beetle, the number, and it's still no number even without looking at AIW2765, and it tell you where it's sitting now at this present stage. It was built in the year, let me get the exact year, because I'm sure it was a 74, but for some reason, I can't seem to see that on it. But anyway, it'll come up somewhere. Ah, sure, I'm blind as a bat. Yes, the 1st of the 8th, 1974. And the first owner of this vehicle was a Mrs. Mary Martin of 3 Sperrin View, Markerfell, County Londonderry. She was the woman who bought this car brand new. And I put a wee advert in the paper one day, and I says, wanted a Volkswagen Beetle. Or an old Volkswagen Beetle. And I got a wee phone call from this woman's grandson, and she says, my granny is getting too old to drive, and she's got an old Volkswagen Beetle. Would you like to buy it? And I went round to see it with my father, and Madame me went round, and we seen her, and it was 6 months tax on, and that time, children, you got £10 for every month of tax. Does any of you remember those months, do you? And so because there's 6 months, that meant I knew in my mind I could claim back £60 here if I keep buying this car at the right time. So I bought her for a full total of £180, and I got £60 back. That meant I only paid £120 for it, and that was my very first car. But you see, boys and girls, you know what this tells me? You know what this teaches me? Because in the Word of God, this is what it says, and which is very important, because the Scriptures is our main guide, and this is what Paul writes. What he says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And then he says these words, and ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. And you see, my 74 Beetle was bought with £120 of my hard-earned cash whenever I was just a young lad. And whenever I paid for it, I got this little bit of material, this what they call a V45 registration book, and that car became my car. And boys and girls, whenever we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, we no longer belong to ourselves, but we now belong to God. And that's why God says we're to live lives that glorify Him. And you see, whenever we live our lives for Him, and whenever we do indeed take Him as our Savior, then there should be, this is like the evidence that this car, this Volkswagen Beetle belongs to me. And I could tell you I own a Beetle, and I could even show you a Beetle, but unless I could actually show you this bit of information and give it to you with my name on it, you don't have to necessarily believe me. And there's a lot of people in Northern Ireland, and guess what? There might even be some people living in Ballymena, and they may talk plenty about being Christians, and they might be all full of talk about how good a Christian they are, but then whenever you see their lives, it's a totally different story altogether. Because they don't act like people who belong to Jesus. They don't act like people who are owned by God. Because they think that they can be a Christian and live as they want. And Jesus said these words. He says, by their fruit ye shall know them. So boys and girls, it's very important that whenever you do become a Christian, you ask Christ in your heart, that you realize that whenever you do that, your life is no longer your own. God indeed owns you because he has paid for you by the precious blood of Jesus. Now, who can guess what my next piece of equipment might be in the car? Yes, your man. Well, let me see if you're right, because if you're right, then... I didn't bring any money with me because I spent all my pocket money this week. My wife only gives me so much, you know, and then I only have the ones to spend. You know what it's like, men, don't you? Oh, we work hard and then we give it to them and then they spend it and give us very little. Isn't that right, boys? Oh, I know all about it. Well, you see, children, here's part of my... This is my old steering wheel. And this literally came off my 1974 Beetle, although I'm trying to restore a 64 one. But this one came off my 74. You know what this reminds me of? This steering wheel reminds me that whoever's holding this wheel ought to be controlling the car. Now, can I tell you this wee secret? Sometimes in cars, there are what they call back seat drivers. Now, we'll not refer to who they might be, but they're possible. There might be some in your car. But you don't know. You go home and you ask your daddy or you mum and you say, Mommy, Daddy, do we have any... best thing is, just ask your daddy. Just say, Daddy, is there any backseat drivers in our car? Just you. And he'll either nod his head or else he'll look at you as if to say, he wants to give you an answer, but he knows he can't. That's all I say. But I'll tell you this. You know what this steering reminds you of? It reminds us, boys and girls, that the person who's driving, he's in control. So whenever you jump into your car, most likely, maybe it'll be your mummy, or it might be your daddy, but what they'll do is whenever they get the key in ignition, they'll give the steering wheel a wee shake, at least that's how it used to be in the wee Beetle, because see this here, this was like a wee locking device, just to sort of lock the steering wheel, and you had to give it a wee jiggle, turn the key, and then once you get her all freed up, you start her, and you took control, you put her in gear, you let the clutch out, put a wee bit of the welly on her, and off you went, and you just began to turn the car wherever you wanted it. And you know what it reminds us? It reminds us that whenever we have Jesus and he owns us, he also should control us. Should control us. There's one wee part of our body that the Bible says is the hardest part of any man's body that can be controlled. Any of you boys and girls know what that wee bit might be? Yes, young lady? Not your arms, no, it's not, but it's something that... Yes, young man. Not your legs either. Yes, young man. You what? No. I'm going to... You see that? What's that thing there?
Your tongue.
Exactly, your tongue. And sometimes, boys and girls, the last part that God controls is our tongues. Because sometimes we like to gossip. Sometimes we like to talk about other people behind their backs. Sometimes we say things that are not very nice at all, but indeed are very, very hurtful. And it's all because we might say we belong to Jesus, but he doesn't really control us. And the big question I ask you today, and I was going to say Dunaki, but we're not in Dunaki, we're in Ballymena. If you're a Christian, does God control every bit of you? And that's very important. Because if we're Christians, you see, for all those of us who are that bit older and all these wee young ones up the front, you know what they're doing? They're looking at our lives to see what sort of examples we're setting for them. Sometimes we can be sitting around the lunch table and our children and our grandchildren are sitting around us and we're maybe slitting, slandering this one or giving off about that one, and we're not realizing our tongues are not being controlled by God. But then sometimes not just our tongues are not controlled by God, but sometimes our lives are not controlled by God. Because we say, well, yes, I'm glad to be a Christian. And yes, I'm saved. Reverend McLaren, yes, I'm a Christian. I became a Christian whenever I was 7 years of age or whenever I was 17 years of age. Yes, I became a Christian whenever I was a young man or young woman. But I'm just going to live life to please me. And I'm just going to do what suits me. And that's not a life that's controlled by God. And I'm going to do what I want in life, and I don't care about anybody else. It doesn't matter to me. I'll just do what I want. And the Scripture says, listen, our lives are not our own, for we're bought with a price, and He's got to control our lives. Now, my time is nearly gone, but who thinks they might know what my last wee bit of information might be? Who knows what the last wee bit? Yes, young lady. Well, not the wingmer, but I'm going to give you, you're not far away, so you're not at all. Let me see if you can get a hold of it here. It's called, any of you mums and dads know what it's called? Oh, come on, Leah, come. The rear view mirror. That's very important. It's called a rear view mirror. That's what it's called. And where it goes, you see, up, it's like old cars. Old cars should have one of these things. And you're meant to use them, you know. Men, you're meant to use them now, men. All right, men, I'm going to give you a good touch now, men. You're meant to use them. That means you look in them, men. You look in them. And you're not meant to, you're not there. You know the way, so, well, no, better not, because I'm giving them. No, better not say that now. No, better not go down that route. I was going to give you one when we touch, but I better not give you any more. Yes, they'll hunt me from out the place, won't you? But what you meant, you see, what you say, well, what has that got to do with my Christian life? Because in times, sometimes, you know, maybe you're here and you're not a Christian, and you've got a past that maybe you're ashamed of. And you think, but God could never forgive my sins. And sometimes, you know, what the devil wants to do is, whenever we become Christians, he wants to always remind us of our past. Because whenever we look in the mirror, what we're actually doing is we're actually looking backward all the time. We're looking backward. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Bible says, I believe the Bible tells us that we ought to look back for one reason and one reason only. And we ought to look backward always to the cross. The old hymn writer says, Jesus, that beautiful hymn about keeping the cross ever in view. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all the healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. Why is the cross so important to us, boys and girls? Because there Jesus died for our sins, and He shed His blood for our sins. But listen to what Paul says in the book of Philippians, and this is what he says. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, or he says, I don't count myself to have arrived, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, he says, I press on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And this mirror just simply reminds me, undoubtedly, children and mums and dads and grandas and grandas, yes, I look back to the cross, but I remember I'm just looking back for that purpose. Sometimes whenever we become Christians, there's things that we have to sort out from our past. It's called restitution. Something that you don't maybe hear preached about so much. But it's whenever maybe we have to go back and apologize, or maybe we've wronged somebody, or maybe we've stolen from somebody before we're a Christian, or taken something that wasn't ours, and we had to go and put our wrongs right. And sometimes that can happen, not necessarily just when we get saved, sometimes that can be years and years later, and God reminds us of something that we did long before we were a Christian, and God says, you need to go back and put that thing right. But we remain this mirror because, first of all, it reminds us that we always ought to keep the cross in view. Because the cross is centered to the Christian life. But also reminds that we've got to keep our eyes forward. Because we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. There's many things that will discourage you. Boys and girls, whenever you grow up and you become a Christian, and you tell people you're becoming Christians, and that you become a Christian, you're living for Jesus, and some people will laugh at you, and some people will mock you, and some people will say a lot of nice things. But you know what the Bible says? We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Because He's the most important. Now, I'm finished. I'm going to hand over to Rodney just in a wee minute. But I'm just going to bring you back to this door. And I want to just ask you, tell me, children. Is your door of your heart locked? Or is it open? Have you said yes to Him, or have you shut up shop and you said, no, Lord Jesus, I don't want to become a Christian just yet? Let me ask you, mums and dads today, why are you not a Christian today? Why? Are you guilty like what the disciples said? You remember whenever one of the disciples said, Lord, what's he doing? One occasion, this disciple, Lord, what are they doing for you? And Jesus says, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And sometimes we can be so busy looking at everybody else's life and pointing a finger and saying, oh, look at how he's living, look at how she's living, look at it. And Jesus says, look, you forget about all those people, because I'll hold them accountable for themselves. But Jesus says, you tonight now, is it not about time you unlocked your heart and you opened the handle on the inside and you said, Lord Jesus, come and live in my heart today? You can do it, boys and girls. Why don't you speak? If you really are concerned tonight about your need to be a Christian, if you're really interested, why don't you speak to some of your Sunday school teachers? Why don't you speak to the Reverend McLarnon and say, look, maybe your mummy or your daddy's a Christian. Say, mummy, daddy, I would really love to become a Christian and be ready for heaven. I was only 6 years of age whenever I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Saviour. Just 6. But I knew that I wanted to be in heaven. And you know something? There's very few 6-year-olds here, but there's some a lot older than 6. And some of you haven't yet said yes to him. Why not? Big question is, why not tonight? Why not tonight? You don't need to hear any more sermons. You don't need to come to any more services. It's as simple as this. You're lost. You're a sinner. Jesus died for sinners. And the scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He says, too simple. But that's the way it's meant to be. The children can understand it. Question is tonight, what about you? What will you do with him who is the door to heaven, who is the light of the world, and the one who wants to save you from your sin? Thank you for your patience. Boys and girls, you have done really well. And I apologize if I have taken up a wee bit more of your time. Thank you, Rodney.
Well, thank you very much, Nigel. And again, thank you to all the boys and girls and to the parents and friends for participating and supporting us in our services today. And we come now briefly at the end of our service this evening to award to the boys and girls their tokens, their gift tokens, which they can take into the Faith Mission shop here in the town or in any other town if they happen to be there. But these tokens can be used to purchase whatever you like, be it books or other items or materials that they would have there in the Faith Mission shop. And I encourage you, boys and girls, as soon as possible to get your token safely home tonight. Keep it in the envelope safely when you receive it. Take it home with you from church. Lay it by safely at home, and then get your mum and dad to take you up to the shop as soon as possible. And you have a good look around there in the shop, and you buy yourself something or some things that would be useful and helpful to you to do with Jesus, to do with God, to do with Christian, being a Christian. And you'll certainly get plenty of things like that in the Faith Mission shop. So we encourage you to buy something good and something that you'll enjoy and get good use of in the future. I'm just going to work my way through class by class. I'm going to start with Karen's class, with the youngest class. I'm going to invite Nigel to hand over the prizes to the boys and girls so you can come up and you can get your prize, young people, whenever we call out your name. Starting with the youngest class, starting with Karen's class and working our way up through. Gracie. And Abby. And Evie. Got a squash in that row. And Morgan? And Johnny? And Jason, it's over on the other side. There he's coming. And Harry. There's Harry back on this side. We're keeping fit again. And Leighton. And Mark. Mark about. There he's there. So I thought I saw you earlier, Mark. Good man. And our young girl's been singing away her heart out with us today, Chloe, there at the end of the front row. You'll come with the next classes. No, I know. Now, moving up into the next class, those who are in with Julie. Some of them aren't here. One or two only aren't here today, and we'll catch up with them another week. But Caitlin, there she's over there. And Jessica. Now, Joel's not here today. We'll catch up with Joel. Ethan is. And Jack is. And I'm moving up again now, up a class again, up into Eleanor's group, who sit over in this corner. Ben. And another Jack. We have a few doubles and triples even of some names. Jack S, Jack Sterling, there he's coming. Dylan. And in the end of the row there, we all the boys keeping them in order. Bethany. And then moving up again to Amanda's class, who sit over in the other corner here. Chloe B, there you are. And the other Chloe's not here today, but we'll catch up with her again. Lauren. And Georgia. And Zoe. And moving up into the Bible class, you sit down in the back corner there. Philip. And Jonathan. And Emily. Allison. And Hannah. Josh. Sam. Joel. And we'll bring you over onto the other aisle to finish off. Ryan. And Aaron. And Caleb. Well done. Round of applause, everybody, again, for all the young people. We'll catch up with the others who weren't here. Just a couple. We'll catch up with them next Sunday, God willing, in our final Sunday school. Parents, can I thank you for your interest and support? Can I thank you for bringing them along, bringing them around to Sunday school, collecting them again afterwards each Lord's Day? Young people are very good attenders, and we really enjoy seeing them and having them along every week. And we look forward to seeing you through this week's activities. Quick reminder, it's the park tomorrow night from 6:30 onwards. Juniors, your turn at Fun Factory on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Seniors, your turn at Fun Factory on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And then the trip, please remember to put your name in the sheet, leaving at 10:30 on Saturday morning. Next Sunday is our final Sunday school before we take our summer holiday. I look forward, boys and girls, to seeing you all, God willing, back again next year. And other family friends would always be welcome too, from youngest to oldest, would always be pleased to see you along at Sunday school. And the good habit of coming to Sunday school every week, carry it up into church too. Come to church every week. Mums and dads, don't just send them, bring them, come too. Make a good and proper habit of coming to God's house on God's day and giving them a place in your life every week of the year as we ought to. And we're going to just finish off with a hymn. Boys and girls, when it's all over, we've had our last hymn and our final prayer. Come up, stay here at the front or come up to the front. And we've got some treats for you to take home tonight as a wee thank you for how well you did today. And our last hymn is a well-known chorus, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, No Turning Back." You've been learning about the Beatle. If you went out in the car and you're going to drive somewhere, you would hope that you're going to get there. You set the car in the right direction and off you go, and you want to keep driving until you get to your destination. It's the same in life. We've got a destination. I trust yours is heaven. I trust that's your goal. And you know you can only get there through following the Lord Jesus. And that's what this hymn's all about. And we all know it well, young people and adults too. Let's stand and sing it to bring our meeting to an end. And then last night is just to finish with a prayer. Thank you.
Just as we bow in prayer, the big question is this evening, will you decide tonight to follow Jesus? And you can make that choice. You can make it before you leave this building. And it's the most important one you'll ever make. Father, we would ask thee this evening that you'd be pleased to continue to bless the witness and the work of the fellowship here at Ballymena. We pray for our brother Raymond and for Carol and their family. And we pray as they lead up the work here along with the diaconate that you'll be pleased to guide and lead them in all avenues of service. That, Lord, that they may constantly know that they are not just doing the will of God, but that they are in the will of God. Father, we thank thee for today, and we thank you for the children, the young people that have participated both morning and evening. And we ask you not just to bless their young lives, but also their families. And we pray earnestly, dear God, for the salvation of the children, the young people, and also the parents. And grant, dear God, that you might be pleased to open up the eyes of the blinded and help precious souls to see the urgency and the importance of seeking thee as Saviour. Pray you bless your word today in its simplicity and use it, Lord, to touch hearts, so it may stick in the minds of men and women, young and old, and grant that your name will be glorified through it. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.